On today's episode of the Real Foodology podcast.
I'd rather drink beer than a highly processed tap water. I don't touch that stuff. Like, I'm that serious. I do not drink purified tap. And it's not because I don't like the taste or I'm fancy. No, because I don't want to give money to a company who sells me tap.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Real Foodology podcast. Today's guest is Martin Rees. He is a water sommelier. Yes, you heard that correctly. He is one of, I think he said, around 200 water sommeliers that exist in the world. You know, we always hear about wine sommeliers, but you don't really hear about water sommeliers as often. You may actually recognize him as the water sommelier that was on that show, Zac Efron and Darren Olean's show on Netflix called Down to Earth. And it's so funny because I saw that show years ago and then I found Martin on Instagram, but I didn't even make the connection until he and I actually chatted and I realized that he was the guy that was on that show. He's a great follow on Instagram, by the way. Somebody sent me a video of his and I was immediately like, I have to follow this guy. He is so funny, such a character, and he really gives great advice. So I really wanted to bring him on the show to talk about water. Because water, obviously, I don't even have to say this, is incredibly important for us. And there's a lot of conversation right now about water because of tap water and everything that's in our water. People are becoming increasingly aware of this and more concerned about what water is best for us to be drinking. Do we get a reverse osmosis water filter? And what minerals do we add back in? What water bottles should we be buying? And we go over all of it. So it was incredibly informative. It was such a fun episode. And I had such a pleasure sitting down with him and having a conversation. Yeah, it was really fun. So I hope you guys enjoy this conversation. It's really entertaining. And then also you get a lot of really great information regarding water. So please let me know if you guys love the show. Tag me on Instagram and post about it if you are enjoying it. And as always, if you could take a moment to rate and review, it means so much to me and it really helps the show. Thanks, guys. If you're like me, you know the importance of eating healthy, but you don't always have the time or the willpower to cook with all the colors of the rainbow. And your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, it heals wounds, supports your consciousness, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Some of those signals include adaptogens. These are compounds that balance hormones and help you deal with stress in a healthier way. If you're feeling tired, these compounds give you a boost of energy. If you're stressed, they help you return to a natural state of calm. They literally help you adapt to the stress of life. My favorite source of adaptogens is Organifi. They create these delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it so easy for me to get more adaptogens in my day, like ashwagandha, reishi, mushroom, rhodiola, and so much more. If you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, I highly recommend trying Organifi. To try Organifi today and save 20%, go to Organifi.com/realfoodology and use code realfoodology. Again, that's Organifi.com. It's Organifi.com and use code realfoodology. Is it just me or is colostrum just totally taking the internet by storm? I mean, I'm so happy about it. And it's so interesting how certain things will just become a massive trend. I've been taking colostrum for probably at least 10 years now or so. My mom got me on it. It's an ancient practice used for immune function. It really helps to strengthen and bolster the immune system. And I will say Armra colostrum has really taken the internet by storm, and for good reason. It is a really good high quality colostrum. I get so many DMs from you guys just specifically asking me if I use Armra colostrum. And yes, I do. I've been taking Armra specifically for almost a year now. I travel with it everywhere I go. I bring the little individual packets with me, and I especially take it while I'm traveling because that's when we are most susceptible to getting sick. And you know what's really cool? There's actually a study that's been done comparing the effects of the flu vaccine and colostrum. And colostrum performed better in protecting the body from the flu. Isn't that wild? And this is a peer-reviewed study posted in a very well-renowned medical journal. So what is colostrum? It is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients we need in order to thrive. Armra is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses these 200-plus living bioactive compounds to rebuild your immune barriers and fuel cellular health for a host of research-backed benefits. Armra colostrum strengthens immunity, it ignites metabolism, it fortifies gut health, it helps activate hair growth and skin radiance, and I actually have seen
I have all these baby hairs that have been growing since I started taking it. And it helps to power fitness, performance, and recovery. And what's cool is we have worked out a special offer for you, my audience, my listeners, who I absolutely adore. You're going to get 15% off your first order. So go to tryarmra.com/realfoodology. That is tryarmra.com/realfoodology, or simply enter code realfoodology and you're going to get 15% off. Again, that's tryarmra.com/realfoodology. Armra is A-R-M-R-A.
Am I allowed to drink this during?
Sure. Okay. You can do whatever I want.
I'm not judging you.
Like, no. Look, and that is, I think, the biggest conception what a lot of people have. I don't want to judge people, what they're doing in their lives. I just want to help them. To make better life decisions. And when they're still stupid and want to drink their highly processed tap water sold in a plastic bottle, let be it.
Okay, I love this so much about you because I'm the exact same way. I think a lot of people, because of what I talk about online, think that I'm incredibly judgmental and have a lot to say about their personal choices. I literally could care less. The only reason I care is I care from a zoomed out vision of I really understand what is good for our bodies and what's harming our bodies. And I just want everyone to know. But I also believe in free will and free choice. And I just want people to know and then make whatever decision you want.
And that's the whole point. Like, there's so many marketing gimmicks out there when it comes to the bottled water industry. And I thought I need to be a little bit like the person who brings a little bit more transparency to water. Even it sounds crazy, water should be transparent. But clearly in this country, it's not transparent at all.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that today. So before we dive into all of that, you're a water sommelier, and I'm sure everyone listening is going, what is that?
I ask me sometimes the same questions, like how the hell, Martin, became you a water sommelier? Because you could be a wine sommelier. I actually like wine. I drink alcohol. So a lot of people thinking the water sommelier doesn't drink, I drink. That's the beauty about me. I never have hangovers because I know how I can fight the hangover better with what water. So that's my life hack.
We're going to talk about that.
So that is a great thing. But I drink alcohol. So like I drink soda sometimes as well. So it's not like that I have the perfect, super healthy lifestyle. I'm not into this whole holistic lifestyle or something. I have a normal lifestyle. I eat junk food as well. I do everything. And that's the reason I don't judge others. But my passion for water started as a child. When I was 4 or 5 years old, I realized on vacation time with my parents that the tap water in each city tasted differently to me. And I was fascinated about that.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I forgot a little bit about my tasting waters in my teens. I was drinking other waters. Let's say it like that. and then in 2005, I worked as a general manager in a Michelin-star restaurant in Berlin. And a guest came to me and said, hey, Martin, you have over 1,000 different wines on your wine menu, but you're just serving one brand of water. And he didn't like the taste of that particular brand. And I looked at him and I thought, it's all about options in the restaurant business. So we have different beers on tap. We have different liquors. We have different vodkas. We have different gins. We have a whole cocktail program. Then we have on the other side, the whole wine menu aspect. When it comes to food, we have different appetizers, main courses, desserts. But when it comes to water, our most important element or resource or beverage, whatever you want to call it. But we all know without that, we wouldn't be on this planet.
Yeah.
Besides air. We don't do any choices. We're just like, it's water. And it's so interesting. When I go to Los Angeles and to a restaurant and I ask them, what water do you have? Or still in sparkling. You see, I didn't mean like the brand. Most of them have no clue. And
That's
it's kind
wild.
Of crazy.
Yeah, it is really crazy. When you actually name that and what you just said, it's kind of blowing my mind a little bit that I've never thought about this before either.
Because it's like, it's just water. No, but like water, like life is based on water. Why we're neglecting it so much? And I'm always saying like, I think when aliens would come, I strongly believe in aliens. I think 100% they are out there. I don't think they will ever been here. So I'm like a different believer of aliens. But This universe is so big. For sure, there's other life forms. We're not the only ones. We're not the chosen ones here. Sorry, but I don't think that other life could have visited us yet. And anyhow, so I even think when they would visit us, they would look at us. First of all, we fighting each other. That's kind of crazy. We're destroying our planet where we live on. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And third, what is the first engagement we have in the morning with water, our life elixir? We're peeing and shitting on it. Think about it. How crazy we actually are. Huh? And we don't even think about it. But we all know after 5 hours, the Department of Water and Power shuts down maybe water or maybe electricity and there's no more water running, we're screwed.
Yeah.
We're like, what are we going to do? How can I poop now?
Yeah.
Like, because I can't, because I need to flush it, but I can't because there's no more water. Suddenly we're realizing how important that is.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, what I want to achieve as well as a water sommelier. It's not about to be fancy and drinking different waters. Mm-hmm. I think that is a fun part thing to do it, to bring awareness to water, that your palate even recognizing the differences. But I want that you coming home in the night and be thankful that we have running tap water, because 2.2 million people in this country don't have that.
Wow.
Currently, 2.2 million don't have running tap water in America.
That's unfathomable. How is that even possible?
Living maybe in areas where they don't have taps.
Yeah.
Or something. And then we all know like safety of tap is a totally different part of our shoe.
Which I want to talk about.
I think like we all heard the crazy stories about Flint, Michigan. And there's a very good documentary. It's called What Lies Upstream. Mm. Very well done. And they talk about Flint, Michigan. I'm part in that documentary because they gave me Flint, Michigan tap water. And I smelled it. And it smelled like two lemon squeezes were squeezed into your nose. That was the smell of that tap water. It looked fine. Mm-hmm. It smelled extreme. And even the government said a day later, no, it's safe to drink. Because the problem was they checked for all the chemicals in their regulations. But the chemical what was poisoning the water was not in their portfolio to check. And that is, I think, the issue what we're facing with tap water these days. And the New York Times did a great article about it for several years ago. Because the tap water is safe for consumption does not mean it's actually safe for consumption. Because by regulations, it's safe because they're checking around, I think, 91 chemicals. Mm-hmm. It could be up to 4,000 in there.
Wow.
But they don't check for
They're not even testing for them.
No. That is the issue, what we're facing.
And I think part of the issue too, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that some of it is it's picked up through the pipes.
Oh, absolutely.
And so they're probably testing it at the water facility.
Oh, absolutely.
And then it's picking up once it goes to the pipes and then gets into your cup at
and
home.
That brings me to a very good story. I love what you just said, because there's a myth out there that water with a higher TDS, TDS stands for total dissolved solids, when people maybe don't know what that is. That's the overall mineral composition by water when it comes in bottles. And that's now very important, because TDS stands not stands for total dissolved minerals, it stands for total dissolved solids. Mm. So the EPA, who controls the tap water quality in America, warns for do not drink water higher than 500 TDS. Mm-hmm. I have water here, what we're going to taste together,
yes,
over 2,000, even to over 4,000 TDS. So I'm not going to poison you today. So why there's a difference between the EPA and then the FDA, who controls the bottled water industry, the FDA does not have that claimer. Why? Because what you just said, the Department of Water and Power tests their tap water in the facility. They're saying around, let's say, 200 TDS. They're pumping through the pipes. They would never pump something extremely high through the pipes, because we all know when we're putting extremely high, hard water in our coffee machines, at one point the coffee machine will break because there's too much minerality and residues.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, your body is not a small appliance. So distilled water is created for small appliances, not for your body. Mm-hmm. So the idea of drinking distilled water is for me completely insane when people are doing this. Like, there's no nutrition factor to that water. Anyhow, so the EPA wants for that, because the Department of Water and Power would never pump something through like the pipes. But when you suddenly have at home a 500 TDS water from your faucet, that means cross-contamination. That means something happened between the Department of Water and Power facility and your faucet. And it's clearly the pipes. So it might be the lead pipes that suddenly it leached something out what you don't want to have in your water. That's actually the reason as well why the Department of Water and Power chlorinates so extremely the water here in Los Angeles. It's a warm environment. Bacteria can grow very easily from warm and water. So they're pumping so much chlorine in it to make sure it's kind of safe for consumption. That's the reason why they're putting so much chlorine in it. Versus by bottled water, the same kind of like concept. the bottled water companies know exactly what the mineral composition of that water is. So mostly the TDS is made of healthy minerals like calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, silica, all these amazing minerals what your body wants. And therefore, it's totally safe to drink water with even 4,000 or 5,000 TDS. There's nothing wrong about them.
That's really fascinating. I've actually never thought about that, the difference between the tap water and the TDS and versus the bottled water.
Yep.
Because I was taught by another account that I follow to buy a TDS reader, and you can get them for really cheap on Amazon.
I have them as well. They're fun.
Yeah, it is cool to see. And I encourage everyone listening to buy one. You can buy it really cheap on Amazon, and then you can test your tap water. And so would you recommend that if somebody is, I'm thinking from like, just from a budget standpoint, if someone's really concerned about the TDS in their tap water,
yeah.
Do you recommend getting something like a reverse osmosis water filter?
It really depends obviously on your tap. So first of all, what I would do, I would go to the water quality report of your city.
Mm-hmm. EWG water database. Yeah.
So that you know what the TDS is actually supposed to be. Mm-hmm. That you have like an idea even. In which range we are talking about. Because mm-hmm. maybe they're pumping 100 TDS out and you suddenly have 300, that means you have a problem. But maybe they're pumping 300 out and you're testing 300 and you're actually fine.
Wow.
So it really depends, first of all, what is actually the mineral composition or the TDS of that water? That's the first thing I need to understand, mm-hmm. that I understand where I have to test. Because when I don't know, and I'm just saying, and this is sadly what I see online all the time, I see people testing for TDS and they think zero is amazing and high is bad. Mm. That's actually not true. That's just completely nonsense. Because we don't know what is actually good and what is not good just based on a number.
Yeah.
We need to understand first the number that we can then test.
And so let's say that you have a really high TDS. How do we know if it's a good high or a bad high?
You personally can pretty much not test that. You need to have like sent it over to a lab. So when I would rent somewhere here in Los Angeles or wherever you are and listening to, I would talk to my landlord. Mm-hmm. I would say like, hey, listen, I looked at the water quality report of the Department of Water and Power. They're saying their TDS is 250. I'm ending with 500. Something is off here.
Yeah.
Can we please test the water? And I think a landlord should be very concerned about this as well. Most of the times it's happening actually in your building. Like that is the biggest problem. Where the maybe old pipes or something, maybe old lead pipes, and then it's leached out lead. That's obviously something we don't want to have in our water.
Yeah.
So I'm actually a strong believer that the Department of Water and Power tries their best in their abilities to give you safe and clean drinking water. But obviously, the water infrastructure needs to be re-ramped and they need to be invested. But I see now that our current government at least had this whole investment package now released and they really want to help as well. Water companies or like the Department of Water and Power to get better water to the people. What is good to see.
Yeah.
So there's movement.
Good.
So I'm not a believer of, oh, everything is bad and this is bad and this is bad and this is bad because that doesn't help anybody.
No.
So let's talk about our issues and then trying to fix them.
Yeah.
That should be the real solution and not just creating noise.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts. So it really depends what you need to do. Reverse osmosis. There's an upside and downside to reverse osmosis. So reverse osmosis clearly will filter pretty much everything out, including the good minerals.
Yeah.
What is kind of sad. Now new studies has been found that this membrane, what is a reverse osmosis, is a very thin membrane where the water has been pushed through, that this membrane releases actually microplastic. Mm. Yeah. So that's a huge problem now. They found new ways to like measure microplastics and they found now that actually reverse osmosis systems releasing microplastics.
Oh, man.
I know. I know.
Blowing
it's
up my
so,
world right now.
It's so sad. And I was like, as well, like, I cannot believe it. It's almost like nothing is safe anymore. And I think we both living in Los Angeles and we know that the air quality might be, it's not the best.
Yeah.
But I lived here already in 2000 for my first time. I was back in Europe and now I came back in 2011. In 2000, you never saw the mountains. It was that bad. The smog was every day here. And now the weather and the weather pattern and the air is so much better. So what did we do? We not like purified the air. No, we found new technology to purify it before it gets contaminated. And I think that is something what we need to learn about microplastic.
Yeah.
Like to just filter is not the solution. That means you're sick and you're just putting some pills in it to try to make it kind of okay. But maybe you should have an operation to get rid of that.
Yes.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, I feel the same with microplastic or PFAS, the forever chemicals. Mm-hmm. We need to find new technologies that we don't use so much plastic anymore. And I know it's always a bottled water is so bad because of the microplastic. Yeah, it's actually in food as well.
Oh yeah, it's in everything.
It's everywhere.
There was a recent study though that just came out and they found that every plastic liter of water has 250,000 microplastics in each
That's sad.
It's really crazy.
Yeah. And for sure it depends as well like what kind of plastic they're using.
Yes.
And then how long the water's in the plastic container. And third, temperature.
Exactly.
Temperature is huge if this was in the sun or not. Because PET in a regular way should be safe, but it needs to be always in a dark and cold environment. Yeah. Then it's actually a not so bad container. But the problem is a lot of people are very convenient and leave it in the middle of the sun on the 4 or 5 for 3 hours. And then you have like this lukewarm whatever water that was.
It tastes like plastic.
And then it tastes like plastic. And trust me, it is plastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just taste like that. There is plastic actually in it. But interesting enough as well, there are studies been done yet. No, not yet actually. If this microplastic is actually harmful, we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
It can be very harmful. I don't feel comfortable that I contain all this plastic, but I cannot avoid it. I can try to lower my intake, obviously, by hopefully eating more fresh products from the farmer's market and not pre-bagged in a plastic container. So that's what you can do, I think, or maybe grow yourself some when it's possible for you. So there's ways, or using glass containers by bottles. I'm a big advocate for glass. Most of my waters I'm tasting actually comes from glass containers and not from plastic containers. So there's ways. Or when you see, I see your reusable water cup. A lot of people using a plastic reusable water cup. That's the worst.
That's the worst.
Please do not do that because you're washing them all the time. Maybe even in your dishwasher, high temperature. That thing is like the worst for your water ever. Please get rid of your plastic reusable water containers. They are not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
I'm so glad that you brought that up. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that Turkey is like the pickiest eater ever. By the way, Turkey is my dog, if you don't know. So I've really struggled with finding a good dog food that he actually likes and eats and that also meets my high quality of standard for ingredients. I found this brand Sundays one time just when I was randomly Googling because I was looking for just a really clean, simple dog food that didn't have a lot of stuff in there. And I definitely didn't want any preservatives or any additives. Let me just read you what's in the chicken recipe. It's chicken liver, egg, millet, oat, pumpkin, kale, ground bone, fish oil, sea salt, flaxseed, parsley, turmeric, chicory root, kelp. It has tocopherols. I don't know how to say that. I always forget. Ginger, blueberries, carrots, apples, tomatoes, shiitake mushrooms, broccoli, oranges, cranberries, spinach, beets, tart cherries, strawberries. That is all real food. And the great thing is it's so easy to serve in store. It's not messy. You don't have to refrigerate it because it's air dried. So it's super simple. You scoop it out as if it's a kibble, but you just heard the ingredients. It is so much better and healthier for them than a kibble. It contains 90% meat, 10% superfoods, and 0% synthetic nutrients or artificial ingredients. It was co-founded by Dr. Tori Waxman, a practicing veterinarian who tests and formulates every version of each recipe. Turkey is loving it. He has so much energy. His poops have been great. Never thought I would be saying that on this podcast, but I am very happy with this dog food. When you start a Sunday subscription, you'll automatically get 20% off and free shipping on every reorder. You can cancel or pause your subscription anytime with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every order ships right to your door, so you'll never have to worry about running out of dog food ever again. For Turkey, I get him the chicken recipe or the turkey recipe because I love that they use fish oil and flaxseed oil. So to get 40% off your first order of Sundays, go to sundaysfordogs.com/realfoodology or use code realfoodology at checkout. That's Sundays, Sundays, fordogs.com/realfoodology. I have never been on hormonal birth control consistently my entire life, and I am so grateful for that. I remember in high school when all my girlfriends started getting on it, mostly for skin issues like acne and cycle issues. And I remember at the time thinking that it was really cool to be on birth control, and I begged my mom to let me go on it, and she wouldn't let me, and I am so
grateful that she didn't, because I can't tell you how many girlfriends I have now in our 30s that are now coming off of birth control, having been on it for 15, 20 years, having been put on it when we were, you know, 13, 14, and they really regret it. There's so many complications that can happen with birth control, and women are dealing with fertility issues as they're coming off of birth control. And there's a lot of research coming out now just about how these synthetic hormones are really affecting women's health. So what do I do for birth control? I use something called Natural Cycles. It's an FDA cleared app, and you can either use a basal thermometer with it, or you can use a wearable, something like an Oura Ring or an Apple Watch, but you absolutely do not have to have the wearable. But if you do have it, it really does help. I really like using my Oura Ring with it. And essentially what it does is my Oura Ring just takes an average of my temperature overnight. And then in the morning, I open my Natural Cycles app, I sync it to my Oura Ring, and then it delivers all the information to my Natural Cycles app. And then from there, the Natural Cycles app tells me, based on hormone-driven changes in body temperature, this algorithm that they have lets me know whether or not I'm fertile that day. If I get a green day, it means that I'm not fertile and I'm good to go. If I get a red day, it means that I am fertile and I need to use another form of protection or abstain. And Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. Perfect use means no unprotected sex on your red days. If you are interested in trying Natural Cycles, go to naturalcycles.com and use code REALFOODOLOGY. You're going to get 15% off an annual subscription plus a free thermometer. So go to naturalcycles.com and use code REALFOODOLOGY, or you can go to naturalcycles.app/REALFOODOLOGY. This ad is sponsored by Natural Cycles, and Natural Cycles is for 18 plus and does not protect against STIs. So from a standpoint of, and by the way, for the listeners, don't worry, we're going to get to a solution and tell you what waters are better for you and all that. But I'm really curious. So from a standpoint of the environmental working group, you can go to their website and you can plug into their water database, your zip code, and it will tell you the amount. And I'm sure you've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The amount of all of these really carcinogenic chemicals that are in our water right now. Not to mention, we're also seeing reports, like you said, the PFAs in our waters, pesticides. There's also a concern that we're now getting SSRIs and birth control in our tap water.
Oh, absolutely. Medication, huge problem in Germany.
Really?
They found out that in the tap water, suddenly there are all these residues of our pulse because we're over-medicating ourselves these days.
Yeah.
That's the issue as well. We always think like, oh, I have a slightly headache. Let's get a pill for it. And maybe it's actually the problem of dehydration that you have a headache because you haven't drunk good water for quite a while. And especially water with high mineral content is actually helping against migraine. I have a lot of people coming to me and saying like, Martin, you actually saved me. Like I had thousands of doctors telling me I have to do this and this and this until I was drinking from purified suddenly real water. And this is for me spring waters, what coming from nature, who has minerals dissolved by nature, and suddenly my headaches are gone.
Wow.
That can happen when you feel actually hydrated. Your brain runs up to 80% water. Trust me, it's important to drink.
Yeah.
Please hydrate, guys. But don't overdo it as well. Like this idea of like, I need to have like 5 gallons of reusable water bottles. Suddenly they're getting bigger and bigger, like our iPhones.
They're
getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And some people have like a little cart with them behind them to carry their reusable water bottle. That's obviously insane. And this is again, the gimmick of overconsumption of Americans. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but everything needs to be bigger in this country.
It's crazy.
And especially the water industry obviously loves to tell you that you need to drink like 500,000 gallons every day of water, especially their water, because they are the best water, what they're selling, and nothing else is good. What is obviously complete nonsense. There is no best water. It depends on your lifestyle, what water you should drink. And again, we're going to talk about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually check your hydration level on your pee. Sounds maybe a little disgusting that we're discussing this now, but yes, when your pee is completely clear and looks like water, you're overhydrating. It's actually not good.
Mm.
When there's a slightly yellow touch, you're fully hydrated. When it's orange, we have a problem. Huh?
Okay.
So that is like how you can do it. And your body, let's be honest, since thousands of years we're on this planet, our body evolved and our body's pretty smart to tell us what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are slightly, and this is very important now, slightly thirsty, drink some water. When you're not thirsty, do not drink water. Huh? So this idea of I have to zip all the time water is hilarious. We don't do this in Europe. Like we don't have that come like idea of I need to drink water. I have to carry my water bottle everywhere I go. We just don't have that. We hydrate ourselves, but that's fine.
You know what's really funny?
2 minutes.
So I have been more influenced just, you know, being here and everyone carrying their water bottles with them everywhere. And you hear, you know, you're supposed to be drinking water all day. But I actually have a more European approach naturally. You're going to hate this for me. I don't love water, but I just drink it when I'm like really thirsty.
I have a feeling you didn't have the right water yet.
Yeah.
That's always what I'm saying. When people say, I hate wine, you think that's not possible. Mm-hmm. It's just not possible. From the idea, there's so many flavors. It would be saying, I don't like Los Angeles. Why? I don't like it. Like, what do you don't like it? I just don't like it. Like, okay, you haven't been like, Santa Monica is totally different than Silver Lake.
Yeah.
Or Inglewood or Van Nuys, where we are right now.
Yeah.
So this city is so big, it caters pretty much to everybody. When you're not a city person, then I may be getting it. But actually, I think, because I love New York, don't get me wrong, but I could not live there anymore. Or like, I would never want to live there. It's too much city to me. Like all the high skyscrapers. Here, it feels more like a village what never ends.
Yeah.
And I like this about the city. That I feel like I can have a downtown feeling like downtown Los Angeles, like New York. But I can have as well like a suburban feeling where I live in Van Nuys. And that is a cool thing about LA. There are not so many cities where you have both. It's true. From a location standpoint, I have mountains where I can go skiing. And on the same day, I can go to Santa Monica and be on the beach. That's pretty awesome.
It's amazing.
There are not so many cities out there.
I know. That's why I love LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we do about everything that's in our water? And what water should we be drinking?
Yeah. So one more thing about our old systems. Because with a microplastic, that's a concern. And second, what a lot of people don't know, you will, your water bill will go up immediately when you have an OO system installed. Why? Because again, it's a membrane. The water's been pushed through the membrane and not all water can be pushed through. So a lot of wastewater is created and it goes down the pipe right away, around 40%. So from the 100% you want to have, around 60% goes actually then to where you want to have it and 40% goes down the drain. You never see it. That's an RO problem. Mm-hmm. So just to give the heads up on RO. So there's good things. Yes, you can pretty much filter out everything except thank you so much microplastic now. And your water bill will get higher.
Yeah.
There are carbon filters. There are sandstone filters. There are so many things what you can do. There are even like the Brita filters for $20. Obviously, a Brita filter is not really sophisticated. It's more like to get rid of chlorine.
Yeah.
That's all what they do. Mm-hmm. That's just for taste reasons. So when you don't like chlorine, you can get it into a Brita filter or life hack, save the money. Just get yourself like a container with water, put your tap water in there, put in your refrigerator for like 3 or 4 hours, the chlorine is gone.
Oh, really?
It's evaporize. Yeah, it's a gas. It will evaporize. So you can do this actually as a by yourself. You don't have to get a filter for that.
And I don't think Brita water even tastes good. I think it's gross.
Yeah, no, it's like, again, like when somebody says, oh, I bought myself a $20 filter and I think this can do whatever I want because there's a lawsuit currently running against Brita. And I looked into the lawsuit and I put a TikTok up on this lawsuit as well. And I think it's completely insane, the guy who said, oh, I'm suing Brita filter because for wrong advertisement. They didn't do anything wrong. Like when you think a $20 filter is so sophisticated and will filter everything out, what a machine of $3,000 will do is two maybe, you're in the wrong business. You're clearly a dehydrated, in my opinion. There's something off.
Yeah, he's like your so common sense. His brain's not working.
Common sense is like a little bit there. And sometimes I have a feeling people, and we all know this, people are just suing for the fun of suing and just want to grab easy money.
Yeah.
That's all that it is.
It's a bad thing that's happening in this country.
It's not healthy.
We're so happy here. Yeah. It's really unhealthy.
I'm so happy that in Europe we are a little bit more. And I don't want to bash America because I really love it here. I live here now. This is my life center now. But I want to get this country better. That's my idea. I think to say like, oh, America is the greatest country in the world. I don't believe in that concept of greatest country. Mm-hmm. I think every country has its positive and negative sides.
Yeah.
And I think we all know that this country has amazing opportunities. Like, and I'm so happy to be here. But there are certain things I think we need to fix. and I can be hopefully part of that. Huh? Like I want to get better for everybody. That's the idea. So it really, there is no best filter. It depends what you need to do with your filter and what your lifestyle thinks. Because it's a budget thing as well. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're not a multimillionaire, you cannot afford a system of $5,000 or $6,000 for your home or for your apartment. But when you're saying like, I want to spend $200, I have some like, I have some reusable water bottles, but I have a filter built in there. That's pretty cool.
What brand is that?
Lark. L-A-R-Q.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
that
one. So
with a UV light. And they're killing mycobacteria immediately when you're turning on this UV light in your water bottle. Pretty cool.
Cool.
I have a... You see it like there's a little like water pitcher. Mm-hmm. Like this darker one. That's a Lark water pitcher. It's a pretty cool concept. You're putting it under your tap water. It filters out pretty much everything what you don't want to have, including microplastic, what is very nice. And it's UV light built in there as well because a lot of people don't know to maintain their filters. Mm-hmm. And that's an issue. So a filter is like a sponge. Everything has been trapped. And at one point, we all know this, when the sponge is a little bit too old and starting to get a little, give some odor to it, let's say like that, we should maybe trash that thing. And a lot of people don't see their filters. They don't smell the filters. So they think, I got a filter. When did you change your filter for the last time? 3 years ago.
Oh, man.
That might be an issue now.
Yeah,
because now the filter is actually doing the opposite. It's filled like, up with all the crap. And now, it releases all that stuff into your water. So you're contaminating your water with your filter.
Yeah.
So Lark found a system to kill due to UV light. A lot of water companies using UV light as well to kill microbacteria before
That's
they're
cool.
adding it to a bottle.
I love that concept. What do you think about LifeStraw?
I think it's great, especially for extreme situations mm-hmm. that you have like these. I have one as well for like I have it in my car because you never know.
That's smart.
When a big earthquake happens or something like this.
Yeah.
The first thing you need is water. Like food, we can pretty much survive 4 or 5 days without food. But water, after 2 days, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You're screwed. So therefore, I think it's important to have like a little... I have literally a backpack where mm-hmm. all my stuff is in.
Smart.
I have some water in there. I have... And I'm turning this every year. I'm changing stuff out. From this, I have batteries. I have a light. I have a radio. What is battery operated? And all this kind of stuff in there. You never know. You
yeah.
never know. We're living in an area here in Los Angeles as well where the big earthquake could happen every second. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they would leave us here for more than 2 or 3 days because it's an urban city. For sure, the National Guard would come immediately when there's a huge problem here in the city. But still, I might have to survive for 2 or 3 days by myself.
Yeah.
So please prep your guys.
Yeah,
and I don't want to like...
Agree.
I don't want to be the, oh my God, Martin is saying the big earthquake is coming. Now we need to run to the store and freaking out. But you should always have something at home. For this kind of situation.
I have a big box under my bed just loaded with water bottles.
Perfect.
And then I also have a Berkey water filter.
Great.
For if like, you know, the electricity went out and stuff. Because I actually have a reverse osmosis water filter.
Yeah.
But if the power went out.
Oh, you're screwed.
I'm screwed.
Correct. That's the reason. And I have a Lark what is completely autark as well. There's a battery pack into it. It's always charged. And
so
I can
smart.
Easily do this. But I will show you my water closet. Maybe you saw it already when you went to the restroom because obviously it's the most important thing in a water tasting to always know where the restrooms are.
Yep, yep.
But I have one room dedicated just to water and there are over 400 different water bottles in that room on shelves.
Wow.
Here at my house. So
I know where I'm going with the earthquake.
Yeah, I think I have the biggest water selection on this planet because I never heard some other crazy guy like me who has a whole room dedicated to just water bottles.
Love it.
So we're going to check that out. We're going to do this a little video as well on for your socials.
Yes, we are. Okay, so let's talk about what are your favorite waters?
I don't have favorites. And a lot of people are always surprised to say like, what, you don't have favorites? Obviously, I have some go-to waters I would buy at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. But I will never tell them and tell you what they are. Because I don't like the word influencer. I hate mm-hmm. that word influencer. And I think it has something to do with my German heritage because we have been influenced by some crazy maniac and some crazy maniac party. And that went the really wrong way for the whole planet. Let's say like that. I think everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So for me, the idea I can get influenced by others or I want to be influenced is for me a little weird concept. I consider myself a content creator who want to bring knowledge to the internet to be another source of knowledge. What you're doing with that knowledge, it's your thing.
Yeah.
I will never judge you when you're saying, Martin, thank you so much. I get it, what you believe in, but I choose differently. You think that's fine. But at least you heard me out. Mm-hmm. And you understand where I'm coming from. And please understand, when somebody wants to sell you a purified water brand for $3, what is actually nothing else than your filtered tap water, I think consider this as a scam.
Yeah.
I think it's a scam on the American people that this whole pH marketing alkalinity story is there. What is completely nonsense, and we can easily talk about this. Why is this nonsense? And then selling you like a Essentia or smart water based on that. What is actually nothing else than, again, your tap water filtered. That's all what they're doing.
Did you guys know that over 70% of sodium in the U.S. diet is consumed from packaged and processed foods? When you adopt a whole foods diet, you are eliminating or hopefully eliminating these processed foods and therefore sodium from your diet. Now, the solution is not to reintroduce processed foods in your diet, but by not replacing that sodium, you can actually negatively impact your health and performance. If you guys listened to my episode, The Salt Fix, with Dr. James Dinick, we learned that sodium is actually a really imperative mineral for the body. Sodium helps maintain fluid balance. It's an electrolyte, so it helps keep us hydrated. It also aids in nerve impulses. It regulates blood flow and blood pressure. It's incredibly important. And if you're eating a whole real food diet, chances are you're probably not getting enough sodium. Also, this is probably going to be a shock to hear, but if you are just drinking water without adding minerals back into your water, you're not actually hydrating. My personal favorite way to stay hydrated throughout the day is through drinking Element every day. That's L-M-N-T. It's a delicious tasting electrolyte drink mix that has everything you need and nothing you don't. So that means lots of salt. There's no sugar in there. It's formulated to help anyone with their electrolyte needs and is perfectly suited for people following keto, low carb, and paleo diets. It has a science-backed electrolyte ratio, 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium. I drink one of these every single morning. They have a ton of amazing, super delicious flavors. I know a lot of us listening are avoiding natural flavors, so they also have an unflavored one, which is my personal favorite. I love to put it with lemon. But if you want the flavored ones, they have a great variety of different flavors, and they have given me an awesome offer to share with you guys. So you guys can claim a free Element sample pack when you make a purchase through the link. The link is drinkelement, that's LMNT.com/realfoodology. And in the Element sample pack, you're going to get one packet of every flavor so that you can try all of them and see which one is your favorite. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. Again, it's drinkelement.com/realfoodology. That's drinkelment.com/realfoodology.
They make millions on
that. It's crazy. I actually did a video on this and it went like semi-viral because all the responses were one of two things. Either people were getting really mad at me saying that I was lying or they were like mind blown. But I told them that Essentia, Smart Water, and there was one other one that I'm blanking on right now where I just said this is essentially just tap water
it's purified. It's purified tap water. You can literally make exactly the same at home. Mm-hmm. You don't need to pay $3 in a plastic container for that. That's just insane. And this is unheard of as well. Like in Europe, we just don't have that concept. There's no purified water brands. We just don't have it.
Is it all just spring water?
It's all spring water. Nobody would come clear of their mind thinking the idea of, wait a minute, I'm going to the grocery store, I'm picking up a bottle of water or maybe a 12-pack. It's heavy, first of all. So I have to bring it at home. And now I'm actually bringing home the tap water, what I have from my faucet, where I can get a filter system installed and then I have exactly the same quality. That's just crazy.
Insane.
It's crazy.
So how do people know when they are buying water if it's just purified tap water or a really good water?
It actually says on the label. When it says natural water or natural spring water or natural artesian water or natural mineral water, that means that water has to come by regulations here in America. And trust me, the water companies don't want to get sued. So don't start the whole conspiracy theory of they're labeling something what they're not are.
Yeah.
Trust me, they're not allowed to label spring water when they're not coming from a spring source or from a natural source. Mm-hmm. I know there's a controversy with Nestle that they pulled maybe from a different source when what they're saying out, but still it's a spring or it's a natural cooling source. They don't use tap. But Nestle owns now Essentia. They bought it for several years ago. And Essentia is clearly says on the bottle, purified water. When it says purified, that means it's actually tap.
Oh.
It's tap. And the two biggest competitors, obviously, are Smart Water from Coca-Cola and Essentia from Nestle. These are the two biggest boys who have this purified water. In my opinion, again, scam going. And by smart water, the idea was obviously Jennifer Aniston. She looks so pretty. She's an actress, guys.
Yeah.
She gets paid to play a role in a commercial. Since when we think she knows anything about water? This whole idea about when I see this sometimes on arguments. Yeah, but Kevin Hart has this. You think, and he's a comedian. Since when a comedian knows is now the reliable source for me that this water is better because Kevin Hart drinks it. That is for me the most hilarious argument ever when people bringing celebrities into the game because they buying it. And
I've never understood this either. Like they're not a reliable source for that.
No. And he's a funny guy. I met him great. Twice. Yeah. I filmed with him for his show, Heart to Heart. I did a little water tasting with him and Jay Leno. It's great.
Yeah.
He's a great dude. I love him.
But he's not equipped to be giving us water recommendations.
But he didn't talk to me about water. This is like, why are we thinking that he's now suddenly my resource for water? And this was for me the whole idea about smart water back in the day. Jennifer Aniston, I always like question myself, like, so people like buying smart water for Jennifer Aniston? And I love Jennifer Aniston. I think she's a great and brilliant actress.
Yeah. Yeah. She's amazing.
But
why are we looking to her for
why
water?
Why are we talking for water? That's like strange to me. So that was the gimmick about smart water. And then they're saying electrolytes added for taste. So that is a disclaimer, guys, a legal disclaimer. That does not mean, and I talked to a nutritionist about this as well, and that is now the sad part because they should know better and they're making life choices for others. So a nutritionist told me, oh, Martin, I'm always telling my people they need to buy smart water because they're adding electrolytes. He's saying, do you know how many electrolytes they're adding? And she's like, no, why? He's saying, yeah, you can measure that. By bottled water, by TDS, we talked about it.
Yeah.
So smart water has a TDS of 28. Your tap here in Los Angeles, around 300. So it has way more electrolytes than smart water has. So guys, smart water is one of the smallest electrolyte waters you can find in the store.
Oh my God, that is so
one of
crazy.
The smallest amounts of electrolytes. There's barely anything in there. Like barely. 28 is nothing. Like literally nothing.
I don't even like smart water. I feel about smart water the same way I feel about Dasani. I'm so curious to know what you think about this.
I had it in a blind... Somebody gave it to me a blind tasting because I don't drink purified water brands in per se because it's not about that the quality of the water is so bad for me. It will hydrate you. So there's a myth that Dasani will dehydrate you because they're adding salts. They don't add enough salts actually. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why it has you this dry mouth feel because water with a lack of minerals will look for minerals, a universal solvent. It will pull minerals from your saliva and then you have this dry mouth. Mouthfeel. That happens to waters with very low TDS.
Wow.
So your brain thinks you hadn't had water. Then you're looking at the label and they're saying we're adding salt. What is actually electrolyte? It's all the same, guys. Huh? Salts, exactly. Electrolytes and minerals are the same.
Yep.
So it's just different wordings we're using. So don't freak out about, no, they're adding salt, but then, no, but I'm buying this for electrolytes.
I add salt to my water in the morning to hydrate me.
Yeah, and it's actually very healthy.
Yeah.
I'm a strong believer of that. I'm so with you there.
Stamp of approval.
I'm absolutely with you there. You can add electrolytes at your tap by filtering it first, but then you need to bring it back and you can add a little table salt and you're good to go.
So good.
Yeah, it's totally fine. It's all about electrolytes. And then with Essentia.
Uh-huh.
Their whole gimmick is pH. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the 9.5 pH.
Let's talk about this. Yeah. Because I get a lot of questions about this actually. And everyone's asking me, do I need to buy alkaline water? No. What is the deal with that?
It's a scam.
I think it's a scam too.
No, it is a scam. Okay. And it's very clearly, like we have all these amazing brands in front of us. And I will tell you a little story to each brand later on.
Yes.
They have actually a story to tell because they're coming from nature. So there's a story. It's the same with wine. We all know this. When a wine sommelier comes, it's like, oh, this Pinot Noir from France, earthy notes, because it's all about the soil where the grapes are growing. Yeah, guess what? Natural water, what comes from a natural cooking source, is 100% terroir-driven like wine because it actually passes through the stone layers and leaks out minerality.
Cool.
So you can taste Mother Earth right there. That's pretty cool. So Essentia, what is tap water-based, nobody wants to hear, oh yeah, we're producing that water comes from Los Angeles tap. Then everybody would be like, are you crazy? Like, this is not the story I want to hear. So they had to create a marketing story. And they came up with pH. Because the idea of high pH sounds so good. Oh, not acidic. Acidic, bad. Huh? High pH, good. sounds amazing to our body. Like mm-hmm. sounds like when I would like have no clue about water in general, and this comes to food actually as well. This whole alkaline food is hilarious too.
Yeah.
So the idea, I totally get it why people are getting so excited about alkaline in general.
Because it sounds great in theory.
Oh, absolutely. And then, but we are not a lab. We are not a dish pit, huh? So when people are saying, no, no, but you need to drink alkaline water because in an alkaline environment, cancer cells cannot thrive. They're actually true with that claim. Cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Mm-hmm. Guess what else cannot survive in an alkaline environment? Your body. So your host would be dead from the cancer cell. That's a problem.
Wow.
That's not what we want, obviously, huh?
Well, and
so
you think
what
about
is it? So what is it actually why pH is so crazy? First of all, your body has different pH levels, not just one. Mm-hmm. So this idea of I can balance out my body by drinking high pH water is actually not true. Your lungs and your kidneys are responsible for your different pH levels. And I think a lot of people will maybe be surprised. Kidneys, I maybe understand because of processing and everything. Okay, kidneys make sense. But lungs, what? pH? Yeah, sure. When you're exercising, are you breathing faster or slower? I'm breathing faster mm-hmm. because your lungs now balance out the acidic, what comes from your cells because they're working harder. So again, there is not just one pH, they're different. Your urine is highly acidic. Your stomach fluid is highly acidic, 1.5 to 3.5, need to be acidic to break down nutrition. And what a lot of people don't know, to kill microbacteria. We would have food poisoning every day when it would be true that I can balance out my stomach fluid by drinking alkaline water. You would throw up every day. That means you would be dead after 3 days.
Yeah.
So it's a scam, guys. It's a scam to drink high pH water. And every doctor will tell you the same, except the doctors who've been paid off by water companies.
It's so fascinating. And I always think about it like this too, because I learned in school when I was getting my master's in nutrition. So lemons, think about how acidic they are.
Oh, absolutely.
They're actually, once they hit your body, they become very alkalinizing
uh-huh.
and very healing.
Yeah.
And so just because something maybe is going in one way doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to hit your body the same way.
Yeah. That's the reason. Like your body processes your food. And I think that's the big difference between when they're showcasing me like a lab sample from a lab. Yeah, I'm not a lab. I'm a body.
Yeah.
Like I have different... There's so much more going on than in a Petri dish.
Exactly. Huh?
So,
it's not like a controlled environment for us. Correct. Our body is constantly fighting for homeostasis and doing all these different things that...
And you just said it. Like your blood, for example, needs to be right there. 7.35 to 7.45.
Yeah.
Literally right there. So slightly up or slightly down, game over for your body. So again, this whole idea of I can balance something out by eating or drinking high alkaline food is nonsense.
Yeah.
I think we all clearly... believe in nutritions and healthy nutritions. I think that is important. Obviously, the fresher the food is, what we're eating, the better it is for our body. But it's not really about the pH. It's about the nutritions. And then it comes actually to minerals again.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of processed foods lacks minerals these days. I talked to a doctor in one of my water classes. I'm doing virtual water classes.
Cool.
I'm sending different waters out in a box. And then over Zoom, I'm doing a water tasting. It's pretty cool. Always like with 20, 30 people on a call. And last time I had a doctor on me and she said, like, Martin, this whole idea about minerality, you are absolutely right because a lot of our processed food lacks of minerality these days and your body suddenly does not have enough calcium or enough magnesium or something like that. It's highly sodium, then maybe just like the bad sodium, what we don't want to have. It's very interesting to see. And she says as well, like, mineral water, what actually comes from natural sources, where minerals are dissolved by nature, is so much better for your body.
Well, let's try some. Can we try some?
Cool.
I'm so excited.
Okay. So I like to drink my waters out of a wine glass. And it's not about to be fancy. It's more about I want to bring value back to water. And I want to treat it like the same, like a wine.
Yeah.
Because I think we all know like, oh my God, I had this amazing Chardonnay. Or I had this amazing Pinot Grigio. I had this amazing Riesling or Pinot or Merlot, whatever you like. And you remember this. But you didn't drink this from a plastic cup.
Mm-hmm.
You drank this in a nice environment in a restaurant. And that brings me to the topic of taste and flavor. These are two different pairs of shoes. A lot of people think that's the same. Taste is literally just salt, bitter, sweet, umami, what our palate actually can recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor is everything else, the surrounding, where I am.
Mm.
Infiltrates the flavor of a beverage or of food. And I'm always saying it's a Pinot Grigio effect. when you're in Sicily, in Italy, you have the best time ever with your boyfriend, lover, whatever. You just met somebody, you had the best sex ever, whatever. Hopefully it's over 18 years of podcast. Like, I'm so European again. Like, I'm sorry. Okay. No, sorry about this.
No, we love it.
So, and then you drink this amazing wine. You're like, oh my God, that's the best wine ever. Suddenly you're coming home. You broke up with the love, what you thought is the love, because you realized this guy actually has three kids and two different wives. And you don't never want to see him again. But suddenly you find the same wine at the grocery store for $2.99. And you're like, how cool is that? The best wine I ever had in Italy when I had the best sex ever, suddenly is here for $2.99. So you're buying that wine. You're still crying about the guy and being super mad about this guy or the girl, whatever you please, obviously. Yeah. And suddenly you realize that wine tastes like shit.
Yeah.
But it's the same wine. Why? Because the flavor is different. Oh. The surrounding, the conception of that is suddenly different. And it's called gastrophysics. It's unbelievable. There's been studies been done. The same dessert, just plated differently, will taste differently. Exactly the same dessert. But when you're putting it in round circles, it will taste smoother on your palate versus when you're putting it in triangles.
Wow.
It's completely insane. It's completely insane. It's super interesting.
That's so cool.
Like flavor and taste, again, two different pairs of shoes. Don't feel they're the same. It's not the same. Okay, so I have several waters and we cannot drink them all because then it's like we don't have a podcast. Like we're already on 44 minutes and I don't want to have the podcast like a 20 hours podcast. We can easily do this. This water actually has a very cool story. So it's called Antipodes from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I just been there to the spring source. It takes around 50 years, between 50 and 300. It really depends like how much rain is coming. Trips down on the summit and passes through the different stone layers and been... collected in an aquifer, natural aquifer. And they tapped into this aquifer and there's so much pressure on that aquifer that this water comes up by themselves. Mm. So that calls an artesian water. And you see it here on the bottle. Artesian water. So that means under pressure, collected.
Cool.
Versus spring water is gravity forced. Summit, water passes through. At one point, there's a stone layer where the water cannot pass through. It goes like this way and then it comes maybe out by gravity. Versus pressure, two mountains, aquifer in the valley, water passes through the mountains and it collects in the aquifer. The aquifer is so much filled up with water. When you tip into it, it will come out automatically.
Huh? That's so. And does that two determine how much minerality is going to be in the water too?
No.
Does it have an effect on it at all?
It has something to do with the age of the water. So how long the water spends time in which stone layers. And that the stone layers are easily to release minerality. So this is way more complexer than just versus artesian versus spring source.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. It's a little bit more complicated than that.
No, it's interesting. But when you're drinking artesian water and spring water, does it mean that it will have some minerals in there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every water from nature has minerals. There is no pure water. Again, pure is a term created by mankind. Mother Nature does not know the word pure. Pure is just not there.
Yeah.
Every water has minerals dissolved. So when you would talk about completely pure water, that means distilled water. Again, that's great for your car batteries. Mm-hmm. That's great for small appliances. That was never meant for consumption. And I see people going to the gym with a gallon of distilled water because they're thinking they can flush out toxins from their body. But they're not realizing that they're diluting their mineral composition. And then suddenly they're realizing, why I feel so weak today? Why I have headaches? It's a lack of minerality.
Yeah.
And your body can actually just process water to your cells with minerals. You need minerals and electrolytes. Again, it's the same word actually, guys.
Yeah.
To process and to get hydrated. So that's the reason I'm always saying water is not just water. Mm-hmm. It's not just H2O. There's minerals dissolved and the minerals are actually what we should talk about it and not about pH.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that here in this country, everybody talks about pH, but it's completely a gimmick.
Doesn't matter.
And nobody knows what TDS stands for.
I know.
It's very strange.
I just learned about TDS, I think last year.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Is this crazy?
It's crazy.
And in Germany on the other side, nobody talks about pH. Mm-hmm. Not even one water bottle would be the pH on it, but they all talk about TDS minerality because that's actually what the water makes a taste from.
Yeah.
That's a scientific fact, what that is.
So
Antipodes, 130 TDS. So already 130. I consider this a low TDS water.
Wow.
130. Essentia 58, 59. Smart Water 28. This is for me low.
Yeah.
It's double or triple than Smart Water.
Wow. That is crazy. This also tastes way better. This is cool. I've never done a water tasting
before. I had Smart Water in a blind tasting. I spit that out. I had no clue what this is. And I was like, that water is horrendous bad. And they said, oh, that was the most expensive water we had in the flight today. He said, what? What was Smart Water? He said, what? That is what people are drinking?
Ooh.
Like, it's that bad. And then I thought maybe it's the bottle. That mm-hmm. maybe they had the wrong bottle. I just did a tasting again where they gave me Smart Water. It tastes exactly the same. Like, it was bad. Like, a really bad for me as a water sommelier.
I think it tastes so bad.
I have no clue why people are buying this.
I mean,
like, I'm like, this is a shock for me.
I feel the same way about Dasani. And actually, okay, I want to tell you this story. It's so funny because I completely forgot about this until right now. But it's the craziest thing and I want to hear your take on this. I feel like people are not going to believe this happened, but I had a friend with me that witnessed it. So I used to tour for a living with bands and I was traveling all the time. And we were going through DIA, Denver Airport.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a water bottle with me, similar to this. And as I was trying to dump it, I dropped it and I spilled it.
Happens.
I had four TSA people come up to me, immediately start yelling at me. And they're like, what was in the bottle? And I was like, what? It was water. And they were like, but what water was it? And I was like, I don't know. And they were like, what, is it Dasani? They were freaking out. They were asking me if it was Dasani. And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, no. And they were like, okay, it's fine. Like, what? And they were basically insinuating that if I had spilled Dasani, they were going to need like a cleanup team or something. I'm telling you, it was insane.
Jesus.
My friend and I looked at each other afterwards and we were both like, did that just happen?
Because
it's insane. And I still to this day can't explain it. And
my friend can. I have no clue what they're adding in there. Like, it's owned by Coca-Cola. For me, it's like, I'm not interested in Dasani. I would never drink that.
I'm that
clear even because airport, a good example. At airports, it's very hard to get good water.
Yeah.
It's very sad actually because Coca-Cola owns pretty much all the vendors at the big airports. So they're just pushing all their sodas in and yes, then they have Smart Water. Huh? So this is their water of choice. And for me, like, nope, I'm not going to drink this. So I have several videos online where I'm going to the water aisles in the airports. And sometimes I'm ending up with beer. So this is a running gag because beer is 95% water. So I consider this the other water, the flavored water or the colored water. So I rather drink beer than a highly processed tap water. I don't touch that stuff. Like, I'm that serious. I do not drink purified tap. And it's not because I don't like the taste or I'm fancy. No, because I don't want to give money to a company who sells me tap. That's just so wrong in my inner core that I cannot do this.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. But interesting enough, Los Angeles just announced, Los Angeles Airport, LAX, they banned now plastic bottles. What I think from the idea, I strongly believe in this. The huge problem what they did, and this is where it's clearly a lobbyism. I think actually a soda company is behind that. Because they're banning bottled water in plastic containers, but sodas in plastic containers is okay. So that means, think about this. So the healthy beverage who doesn't have calories, who doesn't have sugars, who will not affect with diabetes is now banned.
That is weird.
But the beverage who's clearly poisoned to your body, we all know this. And again, I drink soda, guys. But I know I should not just drink sodas. Huh?
Yeah.
But this is legal. So this is okay. A soda and a plastic container is okay where the beverage is bad and the container is bad, but the beverage where the water is actually good and healthy to you is suddenly bad. That is strange to me. Something is off. And I know they're saying like, strange. No, but you should use your reusable water bottles. We have water fountains now. I get all this, but do it the right way. Then say, we're fucking banning all plastic.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But to tell me soda is okay, but water is not okay, I'm sorry, guys. Sit down.
Yeah.
And I got to do a video about it. Next time I'm flying, I will go nuts at LAX for that. Because it drives me nuts. These kind of things is typical behavior of, we want to do it, but we have the lobbyism in the background. Sorry, that's for me what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They are the big people behind them to say like, let's ban bottled water. because it's so much cheaper to brew a fucking Coke.
Huh? So this is blowing my mind because I thought it was a ban on all plastic altogether.
No, no.
It's just for the water?
Yeah, just for water.
I will say this. The only thing that I do give LAX for snaps is they do have bottled Evian now in glass.
Oh, absolutely, because they're banning plastic.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I did a video about it. Like, I love Evian glass. Mm-hmm. And I said, when you want to have a great water, you have to come to LAX because they have Evian in glass. Huh? No, but that is the whole point. Like, I'm totally into this ban of plastic. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
But then let's ban boxed water as well. Because that's even way worse. Boxed water is the worst container ever invented.
Why? Tell us why.
Because it's Tetra Pak. That means there are different liners in there. It's not just a carton box. It maybe looks nice from the outside. It's greenwashing. It looks great from the outside. Inside, there's a plastic liner. Mm-hmm. And the problem is there's pretty much no recycling facility here in America who can actually recycle that. Who can separate the plastic liners from the carton box. Barely anybody can do that.
Not to mention that water tastes like plastic to me.
Oh, it tastes terrible.
I think it tastes terrible. It's honestly
absolutely terrible.
That to me is the worst tasting water I've ever had. Yeah. I think it's worse than smart water taste.
I have several videos on boxed water because it triggers as well my beliefs that they're saying boxed water is better. Mm-hmm. And that is like the biggest marketing lie ever, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm sorry again. And I'm saying my opinion because I don't want to get sued of some crazy water companies because you never know what they're doing. I've received legal letters in the past of water companies because I call them out.
Yeah.
And I have a very good entertainment lawyer and he always says, Martin, don't worry because you can say whatever you want. It's still a country where you can actually raise your opinion. Mm-hmm. And you're not doing it from a standpoint of when you drink brand A, you're going to die. I would never say that because that's just crazy to me. Yeah. Like there are people out there on TikTok who say that.
Yeah.
And this comes from the people who want to sell you a multi-level marketing mm-hmm. scam. It's called Kangen. Kangen water.
Can we talk about that?
They are the worst people ever. So Kangen. I know a lot of people ask you about Kangen. Same here. Because mm-hmm. I'm known for the water guy. So everybody, when you Google like best water or water guy on TikTok or something, I will show up. So obviously all these people who getting maybe the idea of they heard that there's some miracle water or medical device water. What they're saying to
insane.
It.
Insane.
And they saw it on TikTok in some crazy videos. And they're doing all these pH drop videos. What we already debunked.
Yeah.
That the 9.5 is not the holy grail of water pH. It's completely useless and nonsense.
In fact, it might be bad for you.
Yeah. But yeah. Actually, your pool matters for your pH. And my hot tub likes different pH levels. That's important for water quality.
Yeah.
But not for your body. Huh? You're not the pool. So anyhow. You're actually around 65% water. You're not 100% water like my pool is. So it's like, so this Kangen people, the idea that everybody understands what that is. So it's an ionizing machine. So it can change different pH levels and it goes through an electrolyse system as well to add, like they're saying like this hydrogen gas and all this kind of stuff. And then they're making the videos that the water suddenly can burn. But I think that would be dangerous actually.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink water what can burn. That's like strange
to me. Why are we drinking flammable water?
Yeah, it's like, it's really weird to me. And they're like this hydrogen water, like because they are running with this now. Suddenly pH, they realize pH That's is now gone. They finally realize everybody understood that this was a huge marketing lie. So they cannot really deal with that anymore in their videos. Now they're all talking about this hydrogen. And yes, there are studies been done. And the studies, in some studies, looks promising that hydrogen water can actually have a benefit to your body. But by this being said, there needs to be way more studies been done. And every study says it. We need to have more data. We need to do more studies. We cannot really assure that this is... So the Kangen people saying now, because they saw these studies, that maybe there is a benefit. Maybe. And we all know like we have different scenarios as well. Maybe for you it's a benefit. Maybe not for you. Huh? But is it now worth to spend on a maybe $5,000? Because that's what this maybe costs you.
That's $5,000.
The problem with Kangen is that filter what they have in the system is not even sophisticated. So you have to buy another filter system as well to get actually further water to the right, like to make it safe. Because the Kangen is not really a filter.
That's insane.
It's just an ionizing machine. So, and these videos coming up with the craziest claims. And I have so many debunk videos online on my channel about like how I like debunk these crazy people. And literally there was one guy who was saying to Liquid Death, sparkling, when you drink this, you're gonna die. What is actually true, because we all gonna die at one point.
Yeah.
But not from Liquid Death sparkling water. We're gonna die because I'm now 85 maybe and I just have a heart attack and I'm gonna die from that. So I never heard about anybody on this planet who died by drinking sparkling water.
No.
I never heard that concept and I never saw anybody dying actually from sparkling water. Sparkling water can be actually beneficial, especially for the digesting system, what studies have been found out. And my mother always gave me back in the day sparkling water when my stomach was upset to release gases. Because we're all going to burp. We're going to do the Homer Simpson. So it's not true that sparkling water is poisoning to you. This is what they can be people saying, that CO2, what you're breathing out is poison when you bring it back to your body. No, you burp.
They
and that's
say
it.
That?
They say that.
That's crazy to me. You know, I remember back around, like, this is a long time ago. I feel like it was like early 2000s. There were all these articles coming out saying that sparkling water dehydrates you and it's bad for your teeth enamel.
Teeth enamel, there might be something on it. I'm not a dentist, but I heard studies as well and I was reading a little bit about it. That makes like common sense to me, as because sparkling water is acidic. So yes, that makes sense. But the idea, and we Germans drinking sparkling water like literally just that.
I've noticed that. I've been to Germany twice.
And we are fine with our teeth.
Yeah.
And we don't eat fluoride to our tap as well. It's mass medication considered. It's forbidden by law since the 70s.
Good. It should be here too.
Yeah, in Germany, no tap water is allowed to add fluoride. It's completely forbidden by law.
God, I wish it was like that here.
And I believe in this because I think my toothpaste has enough fluoride, what maybe my teeth needs.
Yes.
I don't want to dump fluoride into my body.
No, we're over-medicating.
Yeah, because that's not healthy.
Yeah.
So another problem actually with water in general.
Yeah.
So this Kangen people then saying the other claim is it's a medical device or medical device water. First of all, I have an email from Kangen or from the mother company Enganic where they're saying we are not a medical device because they want to get sued.
Yeah.
The problem with multi-level marketing is that their sellers, their distributors can say whatever they want. And when there's a legal problem, they can get sued. But the company cannot get sued because they can say, we never said that.
Wow.
That is the issue with multi-level marketing. So the company is like, hey, you're doing all these crazy claims. All my salespeople, that's the reason they're selling it through multi-level marketing. That they can create all this nonsense on a level and not getting sued. Because so I asked some Kangen people, as well, so why I cannot find your machine at Best Buy? No, because we want to take the money. It's on, they're even saying it's direct sales. It's not multi-level marketing. But then they're talking on their homepage even about the different tiers, how much money you can make. So on the one side, they're saying we are not multi-level. And then they're having the multi-levels on their homepage.
I mean, it's a scam. Anything that's MLM, anytime anyone writes me anything about MLM, correct. I'm like,
it should
no.
be a red flag immediately, guys.
Immediately.
That means people want to make money on you. And this machine is not $5,000 worth.
That is so crazy.
So first of all, it's not a medical device. Even then, 1,000 times they can say it. I have a black on white from the Enganic company that they're saying we are not a medical device and we don't support the claims. So everybody who's lying in this MLM who says it's a medical device water is lying to you. First of all. Second, I looked into the Japanese regulations of medical devices. So medical device under the Japanese law just means it's safe in use. That means a glove, what a surgeon would wear, is a medical device. This glove will not heal the cancer.
Yeah.
It's the same with Kangen. This device will not blow up in your face when you put it into your outlet. That's a medical device because it produces water what goes into your body. Under the Japanese law, that means it's then considered under the law medical device. Every ionizing machine under the Japanese laws is considered a medical device, but not under American law. That's Susan Kangen said as well, like, we are not a medical device because they are in America, the company.
That's interesting.
So under the Japanese law, when they're saying this, but in Japan, all the hospitals have it. No, it's not true. I have a water sommelier friend in Japan. She said she never heard about the system. There's
really?
Not even one hospital she went into and she asked. I said, can you please ask the hospitals if you have this? They had no clue what she's talking about. So it's completely a lie what all these people are saying. It's all nonsense. I really hope this year or maybe next year I'm going to Japan because I want to do like actually a vlog about that. I want to go into hospitals and ask them live, like what's going on here.
Yeah.
So clearly it's all a scam. It's all nonsense what they're saying. And for sure I will get, when this podcast hits, for sure another, I don't know how many hate emails of Kangen salespeople, but I have them like on framed pictures now because this actually makes me proud to piss off scammers.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, my sweet little Kangens. And I will do all my best to fight against you every day. Don't worry, guys.
You're the same personality that I am. I do the same thing with food.
Yeah, I was like, since it's because somebody tells me, but Martin, no, this is great. No, I like to do my research by myself. And when I come to the conclusion it's BS, I will say it, it's BS.
Yeah.
And I will give you why.
And you're brainwashed. I'm sorry.
Correct. And I will tell you why. I will have a reason actually why.
Yeah.
It's the same. And I almost feel sad for them. Like there's all this holistic movement. I'm not against holistic movement. You see Buddha figures everywhere in my realm, in my room. I love this idea of meditating, enjoy yourself, find yourself. Not that I do this, but I like the concept actually better than just take pills. Like find yourself first before you need to go to a doctor and putting some crazy medication into you. So I like this idea actually of Mother Nature can heal you. So there's a company out who talks about Vertex water.
And is Vertex, this the hydrogen water?
No, Vertex water is, it looks a beautiful carafe, looks like a wine carafe. Mm-hmm. And they have a magnet in the bottom and it swirls the water. This company believes when water is in movement, the water will go back to its natural state, whatever that means. Yeah. I have no clue what that even means. What is the natural state of H2O? It's H2O. But they're saying, no, because water is in movement all the time on this planet, it's better to drink water from a swirl, like in movement. So there was this holistic yoga girl online, and she has a lot of followers. And that's the scary part always to me, that these people making them these videos. And some people said, oh, Marty, you were very mean to her. He said, no, please understand, she is infiltrating wrong informations to her followers. Mm-hmm. So I'm not mean, I'm just debunking her. That's what Kangen always says. Oh, you're such a bully. He said, no, I'm not a bully. You're maybe not realizing what I actually do. I'm just debunking your claims.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I know you hate me. I totally get it. I know that some water companies hate me. I totally get it because I'm clearly have my visions and my stance. But I think my vision, my stance are based on reasonable…
On the facts.
On facts, yeah. Mm-hmm. And not about some crazy people claims. Talking about crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. So this influencer did this video that she talks about the healing benefits of swirling water. And then I said, obviously I did a debunk video and I said like, so you know what's happening when I have a glass of tap water here? I will drink it, I will swirl it in my mouth, and when it goes through my throat, it will swirl as well. So is your device different than what I do when I drink water?
And what about when it comes through the tap?
Yeah, yeah. And they
through
obviously
the pipes.
And they could not obviously not argument with that anymore.
Yeah.
They just shut down right away.
Yeah.
But they were upset. They sent me, and the company who's doing this even sent me a note on my Instagram or TikTok, like, the only way to be now the right person, Martin, is to delete this video. I said, no, absolutely not. Because you're having crazy claims here.
Yeah.
And that is crazy. When they would have said, we're just doing this from an aesthetic point, because we love how this water turbine looks like, totally different thing. I would have said, cool, that looks great. It looks fun. No, no, but they talk about health benefits. And that is wrong.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. And therefore, I call them out.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Well, because they're bringing people in under false pretenses. And they're spending a lot of money thinking they're doing something good for their health.
Okay. So we had Antipodes. We have like so many waters, but let's do two more. So I have two like bubbly waters.
I love
first one
water is my favorite.
Is Ararat from Armenia. I just discovered this water. Pretty cool. I did a video what went viral at Walmart in Burbank. And they had this water in glass bottles for 98 cents.
This water?
Yeah. 98 cents in a glass bottle. TDS 2,400. It's loaded with minerals. That means now this water has more electrolytes than a Gatorade. It's like it's a sports drink by nature. They're not adding anything in it. It's a natural occurring sparkling water. Everything is natural about this product. Cool. And then in a glass, 98 cents. Cheers. Obviously, it has like this little minerality aftertaste, this slightly salty aftertaste. It's almost like a soda.
Yeah.
But I think it's awesome. Yeah, I love this. That.
You know what is my favorite sparkling water and you actually have it? How do you pronounce this?
Gerolsteiner.
This is my favorite. I love the taste so much.
It's very similar to Ararat.
It is.
2,500 TDS. So a little bit more than Ararat. Gerolsteiner, and that is now mind-blowing to me for a lot of people. One bottle of Gerolsteiner, we talk about the 750s, what you can buy at Trader Joe's, had the same amount of calcium than a glass of milk.
Wow.
So for people who are lactose intolerant, that is a great source of calcium. There's over 300 milligrams of calcium in each bottle.
Wow. That's why my body loves it so much. No, I'm absolutely. Lactose
intolerant. Listen to your body. I'm always saying this. Listen to your body. Your body knows what you need. Mm-hmm. Don't you look for commercials. Like, through to yourself. So Gerolsteiner is very famous. Natural occurring spring water as well from Germany. Sparkling as well. Natural occurring sparkling. So the bubbles come with from nature. Especially in areas where we had old volcanic reactions. So CO2 is still nestled in these stone layers. And water will then been infiltrated by this gas. It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
And yeah, again, Gerolsteiner for people who are like lactose intolerant or want need more calcium. Gerolsteiner. It's like incredible.
That's incredible.
I have a water I will show it to you. And this is what a lot of people don't know. So here by the FDA, it's forbidden to do any health claims in America. What is, again, I think lobbyism. Mm-hmm. I think the big pharma industry doesn't want that.
Yeah.
To tell people that actually water is medicine. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not coming from a holistic idea now. But let's be honest. The first bottled water, what we kind of like know in single-use container, we're not talking about gallons, what like Napoleon already used to like conquer other countries and they had this on the elephants, something like this. We always know we already ported it, already water back in the days. Even the Roman Empire already did this with their water aqueducts. But I mean like single-used containers. Around the 1700s, Bath Town in Great Britain started that because people went to the spa towns to treat themselves on the healing powers of these waters due to the minerality. Mm. When the people were too sick to go to the spa towns, they started to bottling the healing waters and send it to the sick people. That is actually the origin of medication. Medication, what we know these days as pills, used to be bottled water. That is the origin of medication. And it's not like some crazy German guy who looks like Harry Potter today with my little glasses telling you this. This is actually a fact. You can easily Google that. It's just a fact that this is bottled water started as medication.
I believe it.
They are, and now the interesting part, because I talked to a nutritionist for several years ago when I was on the Zac Efron show Down to Earth. People went nuts on me to say when I said to Roy water was has a TDS of 7,400. That's like medicine because it has so much, over 1,000 milligrams of magnesium. That's not a hydration product anymore. That is actually a dietary product. That's for your lifestyle.
And what
that's
water for, is this?
So this,
What water is this?
Roy from Slovenia.
Okay.
Very intense water. So this nutritionist called me out in a magazine. She not even called me or said like, hey, can we talk? She called me out that I said that water can have healing powers and that water can be more than just hydration. And this is all nonsense and this is completely wrong. What Martin said on the Netflix show, it's so bad. So I did a post, obviously, about this. And I had a bottle, and I will show it to you, the bottle. There are over 60 water brands in Germany who are falling under the medication law. It's actually state-approved medication. It's nothing else than water bottles. They're coming from different sources. And Gerolsteiner has one as well. It's called Sangero. It's a healing water. It's called the whole portfolio of these waters called healing water in German. It's Heilwasser. Is the German term for it, healing waters. And again, we're not talking about some crazy holistic doctor who thought suddenly bottling some healing water and now talks about the healing powers of water. No, no, state approved. State approved. They have to have studies been done why these waters have an impact on your body for the better. The back label looks like a medication label. There's a medication on a print on each bottle. It's medication under the German government law.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And here in America, we're not even allowed to talk about it.
Well, it's like you said earlier, because big pharma doesn't want people to know that there are things that occur naturally in nature that are healing for our body.
Correct.
They just don't want people to know.
Bottled water is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So this is really fascinating.
Ooh, my audience is going to love this.
So I have one more. Bojomi. That's an intense one.
I'm excited.
Mm. Comes from the country of Georgia, not the state Georgia here in America. Mm-hmm. It comes from the Georgian mountains, so East Europe. The TDS is very high. It's between 4 to up to 7,000 TDS. It's very intense. It's a little bit more metallic than the first one. All right, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I could smell it before I taste it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It has a smell.
Like this has a really intense smell. Mm. Wow.
But it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
And now it's the interesting part is now when we know water has taste, and we tasted now three different waters and they tasted all different to us. And again, by wine, we know we can pair. Trust me, you can pair water to your dishes. Mm. I can make your wine taste better just based on the water right next to it.
Wow.
And that is the fun part now for me as a sommelier to say, wait a minute, there are all these different flavors. And let's say I have a Pinot Noir tonight. Bojomi would be actually terrible for the Pinot Noir because the Pinot Noir, lighter flavor, beautiful red complexity, some fruit complexity, especially when it comes from California, like this overripe plum taste, what you have clearly in the Pinot Noirs here from California. Bojomi is acidic, tidy bubbles, metallic, and then plum. That sounds weird.
Yeah. Huh?
Antipodes on the other side, like super smooth, easy on the palate, like a Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm.
Nice tasting. Huh? That would be a cool taste profile. I was just in Vegas for the fancy food show and I was in a very good hotel. And in the hotel, I was sitting in the restaurant with my manager and we were both ordering a bottle of water. And again, like always, it's San Pellegrino. What is so boring, I did a post right away about it because I didn't understand why every restaurant has San Pellegrino. It doesn't depend if you're sitting in a fast food or in a Michelin star restaurant, they're serving you the same water. Kind of strange, actually, what I can pick up as well at the gas station. There's nothing wrong with Pellegrino. I just don't like the mother company, it's Nestle again.
Mm-hmm. But that's why they're everywhere. Oh, it's all about the distribution and the distribution. Contracts.
And in my opinion, it's even more, they're paying people off.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to the restaurant owners and saying, you get X amount of money for the next 2 years, but you're not allowed to bring any other water brands in there.
Yeah, they have contracts.
It's mafia. For sure. In my opinion, it's mafia stuff.
It is.
That's like mafia behavior, in my opinion. And again, Nestle, for sure, you will listen to it. Sorry. I know we both have our love and hate relationship. Your water is great. I just don't like the idea what you're doing with that.
Yeah. I actually love the taste of Pellegrino. Yeah,
Pellegrino is good. Perrier is a good water. Acqua Panna is a very good water.
Love that.
There's nothing wrong with these waters. It's just like I make decisions on myself as well about companies. Right? And when I don't like a company from their core, what they're doing, I'm not supporting them. And I think that's my right to say it, like it's a country of freedom.
Exactly.
That's my personal choice. I would never say, don't buy Nestle products because they are evil. That's maybe my opinion, but I would never blast that on social because that's just not okay.
Yeah.
Of course, they're providing good products as well.
Yeah.
So it's nothing wrong about it.
We just don't like the way they're going about it.
Correct. So you can actually pair stuff. And they brought me the San Pellegrino with thousands of ice cubes and a lemon slice. So the lemon slice will infiltrate the super acidic level, will infiltrate my taste abilities. And trust me, my pommes frites or my french fries will taste differently by drinking this super acidic lemony water right next to it.
Yeah.
Versus a water with maybe room temperature. Temperature is a huge thing. Please try, guys. And I know you're all addicted to cold beverages. Try to get rid of your ice cubes. It's so much better for your body to drink actually a beverage, especially water, kind of like on room temperature. It's so much easier.
And it changes the taste of the water too.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you how many times I've had water cubes or ice cubes in my water that changes the taste and I hate it. A lot of times the ice cubes taste like gross to me. It's tap water.
Yeah, because it's maybe unfiltered tap. Or when you have like a Bojomi, what is very intense minerality, yeah, trust me, when I put now ice cubes in it from a different water, I will actually water down water with water. Yeah. Now we said three times water in one row. Huh? So we should do shots when I say water and we will be completely wasted right now. So But you get my point. So the idea is, I understand when you want your water super chilled, put it in your fridge, but try to get rid of the ice cubes. Like, just try it. And for all restaurant owners, please, guys, don't serve your bottled water automatically with lemon and ice. Ask your guest, hey, do you care for lemon and ice? And when the guests say, yeah, sure, please do it. But don't automatically think that I want a lemon slice in my water.
Yeah.
Because a lemon slice is literally just to hide the bad quality of your tap. That's why the lemon slice is everywhere.
Oh, God.
Eat a nice steak with a lemon slice? Since when are we putting a lemon slice on a steak? Yeah, but you're doing that actually by drinking lemon water right next to your steak. It's exactly the same taste profile.
I think you have your lemon water in the morning with some salt in it.
Nice.
And then...
Great.
Yeah.
But don't pair it to your sushi. Yeah, it's like, it's so weird, the concept to me.
I know. And it's so funny. We never think about that. Yeah. Okay. I want to ask you one more question because it came up earlier and then it reminded me that I have been getting a ton of questions about this lately because everyone's talking about it. What is the deal with hydrogen water? Is that a scam?
Yeah, I talked a little bit about this already, that they're infusing more hydrogen than regular water has. I saw that when they're infusing it, it needs to immediately... drunken, because this, it's a gas, it will evaporate immediately as well. So the shelf life of hydrogen water is very, very narrow.
So you basically just have to infuse it and drink
it immediately? Infuse it and drink it immediately. Huh. Like, I think after like 2 or 3 minutes, it's already gone. So it's completely crazy. And then again, like tons of studies been, like there's a lot of studies already been, and a lot of the hydrogen people who are like supporting the cause of hydrogen water saying, but we have all these amazing studies. But every study I saw so far says we need more research. Mm-hmm. We're really not 100% sure.
Okay.
And again, for me, it's another hype in the water industry. I think we survived, again, since thousands of years without pH.
Yes.
Worrying about this. And I think we can easily get this whole hydrogen idea as well about a pass. And when I see, so what it actually does, or maybe an increase of 1% or about what 1% energy level, what kind of energy level? It like depends as well to you and to me, where and I what am, what I'm eating, what I'm drinking. Like this is a whole lifestyle, what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And this is always what I'm thinking. It's so funny. They're talking about one water and they think now they found the holy grail of new water and everything else doesn't matter what you do in your lifestyle. That you're just eating cheeseburgers from McDonald's does not matter suddenly anymore because you're drinking hydrogen water. And this is the best water suddenly ever. The holy grail, what we found now. And now you can turn 150. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. This is like, no. My doctor, and I believe actually in him, because I think that this, it comes from common sense. He said, Martin, 50% of your health is literally what you're eating and drinking over a long time of period. Because I'm eating today a lemon and I haven't had any more lemons for the next 20 years does not mean that this one lemon I add is now suddenly the beneficial. And I have a feeling with this hydrogen water, just drink hydrogen water, but I drink then beer and wine and I have maybe a different lifestyle will not really give me the benefits, what they're saying.
Yes.
And this is the same what you always see on social media when you see the super worked out guys for the New Year's resolution. It's like, we can get you fit in like 20 days. And then they're having like these pills around them and he's saying, right. Yeah. And then you see suddenly the disclaimer like, life change. You have to like follow like a very drastic diet suddenly. You have to work out like 25 hours per day. It's not even possible, but like they have to do it as a claimer that it's like, it's actually not possible what we're saying. But like, no, but you just have to take this one pill and then you lose all your weight.
Well, that's the biggest issue I have with our approach in America is that everyone thinks they're just going to get a quick fix. They're going to get a pill to fix all their ills. And it's just not how life works. No. And I see the same thing. I feel the same way about with water. Like everyone kept asking me about this hydrogen water. And my thought is, but nature already gives us, I mean, think about all these different springs.
There's already hydrogen in there.
Exactly. And the like minerality, like we were talking about earlier, the minerals that get pulled from the rocks. Like Mother Earth gave that to us.
Correct.
Why are we meddling with it?
Yeah, but it's classic case of we need to find new ways. And and my belief, the new find way is we saw it actually in beer, we saw it in food. For 50 years ago, everybody was eating suddenly convenient food because we thought, how cool is that? I just need a microwave. I don't need anything else anymore. And then we realized, oh shit, the microwave foods might be not really good. Huh? It's unhealthy. It's the whatever they're doing to infiltrate the heat suddenly through the waves, this might be not healthy. So all this stuff, we realized, okay, that might be not the way to go. Mm-hmm. With beer. for 20 years ago, find a good beer in a supermarket, barely impossible. Now you have all these amazing microbreweries in America. How cool is that? So people realized, wait a minute, there's better stuff than what we do.
Yeah.
Same with certain foods like a carrot, I'm always saying. What do you think? The carrot from the farmer's market where you see the farmer is for sure better and tastes better than the carrot I have pre-bagged from Ralph's in a plastic container.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Exactly.
And I have a feeling we will figure that out with water as well. We're still in the middle of, we finally realized that water is better than soda. What is great. What a huge accomplishment, I think, for 3 years ago, the first time it switched. That soda is not the number one consumed beverage anymore in America. It's now bottled water. So I'm very happy about that. But now let's talk about the quality of the water.
Yes.
And all these water companies coming up with all their nonsense about oxygenated water. We're not a fish.
PH.
I cannot pour the oxygen from water. So, and when I try to do this, I'm going to be dead because like putting water through my nose is not really healthy. So there are all these disclaimers.
Yeah.
And I think for me, this hydrogen water is the same. It's just a hype suddenly that everybody talks about it. It will pass because we were suddenly realizing even when it's maybe 0.5% or 1% when I do all the other stuff, really? Is this now? Because now. So minerals, on the other hand, that's scientific proven since hundreds of years
that
it has an impact. So I have a feeling they will all come together at one point realizing, wait a minute, I drink water. Maybe my water should come like my food from nature. And then listen to natural products, what's been bottled, because I cannot go to Armenia every day. I cannot go to Peru every day. I cannot go to New Zealand every day. But there are certain areas out. And I know people will say, but Martin, it's so bad for the environment. Two things what I like to say about it. First of all, bottled water has the least impact on all bottled beverages because bottled water does not need to be produced. Mm-hmm. So the indirect water use of bottled water is so much lower than of an orange juice or wine. So nobody fights me when I say I like the Pinot Noir from France. Nobody would ever say that is so wrong for the environment. I never heard that conversation online. But by bottled water, they're all freaking out why we ship water from A to B. And I'm always saying, when you want to be, obviously for the environment, what I believe as well, you have to make certain life decisions. And the best way for hydration, what I'm always saying, is drink please your filter tap. That has the least impact on the environment, clearly. But for the experience, now bottled water comes into the game for me, due to the different minerality. And so we know that a carrot from the farmer's market, we cannot grow it here in the middle of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We have to get it from a farm where Mother Nature is intact. So why we don't have that same concept with water? So why we think our water should come in bottles pre-bagged from the Montebello Industrial Park for 40 million people pooping on it every day? Maybe we should have actually our water shipped from a mountain range untouched by mankind, where Mother Nature is still intact and the water cycle is still perfect.
I couldn't agree more.
Maybe that is the water I should drink.
And it just reminded me, you saying that there's a new law that was just passed in California. Have you heard about this? Where they're now okaying that we're going to use sewage water, recycled water, like pee and poop water.
Actually, I'm a strong supporter for that.
This
might be a surprise for you. Yes, because let's be honest, we're living here in a very drought problematic area. This planet gets warmer and warmer. I don't care if somebody wants to deny it or not. That's just a fact, guys. Live with us. This planet gets warmer. That's just a fact. You don't have to call it climate change or something. I don't care what you want to call it. When you want to deny that climate change is happening, you can't even deny this. But the fact is, it's getting warmer.
Yeah,
we know that. So when we know it's getting warmer, we know that means it won't rain so much anymore. That's a problem because the water will evaporate from the oceans, but it cannot go as rain down because it's too hot. It will burn off immediately. So that's a problem why in deserts we barely have rain. Huh? It burns off the rain or the clouds. So therefore there's no even cloud creation. So it's the same here in Los Angeles. So it's getting warmer and warmer every year. We have less and less rain. So the city has problems to have access to clean and safe drinking water. So they need to find ways to recycle wastewater. We have to. There's no other choice for us, or we don't have tap. We can choose 101. But by being said, and I know it sounds disgusting when I talk about toilet to tap. It doesn't. And I have no clue who came up even with that term from the city. Sorry, guys. Please, can you please get a good PR company in there? But that is not the approach you should have talked about this.
Yeah.
Because my approach is, even Borjomi or Ararat or Antipodes maybe used to be dinosaur piss for millions of years ago.
True.
It's the water cycle. We have the same amount of water on this planet since billions of years. It's not that we're gaining here new water. We have 325 million trillion gallons of water on this planet. That's kind of like the guess number. Mm-hmm. What scientific people, I never counted this, but what people are guessing. What we are saying. That's the kind of like the amount of water we have on this planet. So every water, it doesn't matter how tasty it is, how amazing it looks, it might be have through a dinosaur already. And I think I just saw a study that one water molecule in every bottle is actually traceable to a dinosaur. It's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
It's kind of cool. So yeah. What the city in LA does is just speeding up the water cycle. Hmm. That's what it is.
Okay.
So it's actually not that gross. I know it sounds gross. It's actually not that gross.
I mean, you think about everything else that ends up in our water that's having to be filtered out. I guess it's just another...
We have to.
Yeah.
We have to find new technologies. I'm pro desalinization. I just been to Aruba, to the island. Really cool what they're doing. This was for me wow, I love that. So they said, we are a small little Caribbean island. What is beautiful? I can highly recommend, guys, go to Aruba. No hurricanes or something in Aruba. It's pretty awesome.
Cool.
The weather's insane, amazing. And I never had so much hospitality feeling of each person who engaged with me. There were no drifters on the beach who were trying to sell your shit. Not at all in Aruba. Nothing. It was so nice to see. Anyhow, so in Aruba, the government said, because we don't have a water source where they can put tap water from, they use RO, desalination. So they're using ocean water. Mm-hmm. They're bringing it to around 10 TDS. But now that's the interesting part about Aruba. They said 10 TDS doesn't taste good, but we want water what actually is tasty. So they brought limestone from Curaçao in. They're filtering their tap water through limestones to bring back minerality to around 50 TDS. Then they're using UV light to purify it from a microbacteria standpoint. They don't use chlorine and then bring it to the consumer.
That's cool.
I was finally. Yes, there's governments out there who really think about it. Who really want to make sure we have not just safe water, but we have tasty water. Because when the water is tasty, the consumer will say, we don't want to buy just all these plastic bottles. That's the whole point why we have such a problem here in Los Angeles, because our tap water just doesn't taste good. Mm-hmm. Therefore, a lot of people using buying bottled water and creating all this waste.
Yeah.
We can cut 60% of plastic waste by just dumping all these purified water brands immediately. 60% done.
We got to get rid
of them. Gone. We don't need this.
That's so true.
That would be so cool.
And that's where you as the listener come in. Stop putting your money into those companies. That's
correct.
How we have the power.
The only way. We have the power. I strongly believe we have the power. Mm-hmm. As a consumer, stop buying purified water brands. Do not support that. Do not support, in my belief, the scam on the American people.
Yeah.
That is what it is. That companies make millions of dollars to selling you your filter tap. It's unheard of. And it drives me nuts. It drives me literally nuts.
Yeah, I feel you in that energy because I feel the same way. I feel like that's a great way to end, unless if you feel like there's anything else people need to know.
I think that was great. It was so much fun. And I hope a lot of listeners realize this is a big topic. It's a very messy topic as well. The water industry in general is very messy, I think. A lot of people maybe were surprised that they thought, okay, Martin just talks about pro-bottled and he's against tap. I'm actually the other way around, I think. I'm pro, please filter your water and hydrate yourself at home and use a reusable water bottle. No plastic, please.
Yes.
That is the way to go. But when you want to experience the taste of water, there are amazing brands out there. And again, there's no best water, but look for spring water, natural spring water, mineral water, artesian spring water. These are the waters you want to taste and buy. But don't buy purified.
I love it. This was so helpful. I want to ask you one more question that I ask all my guests, and it's a personal one. So I want to know what your health non-negotiables are. These are things that no matter how busy you are, how crazy your life is, that you prioritize for your health.
It is clearly the water.
I knew it.
Because I know, like, and it would be crazy when I would say something else, but this is actually true. I'm very concerned about my water. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what water I want. And for me, like, again, there is no best. Sometimes I want a Sokosani. Sometimes I want an Antipodes. Sometimes I want a Bojomi. It really depends on my lifestyle as well. When I go to the gym, I want something higher in minerality. Then I want something for my sushi. Mm-hmm. My sushi is very light in flavors. I want something on the lower end of TDS. So it really depends on my lifestyle. So I coach myself to drink the right water in the moment.
Huh? I love
and
that.
And I'm not going away from that. That's
I love
just
that.
Like, nope, that stays.
I think that's also your body telling you. I think you're very in tune and in touch with what your body needs. And that's your body telling you what you need in what environments.
But I've been raised like that. My parents always said, like, listen to you. Listen to your body. And even from an energetic standpoint, like, you are Martin Riese. Believe in yourself. My parents were clear on that message always. It don't hear about the noise. Believe in your core, what you believe in. And go and follow this red line. Don't be somebody who pretends to be this and this and this and this suddenly. Because eventually you're a fake person then. And then you don't believe in yourself anymore. And that's the reason why when I hear people, I need to find myself. Now I sometimes understand this because they try to be somebody who they actually not are. Mm-hmm. And when you don't like water and you think that's all crazy what I'm saying, that's actually totally fine. And please don't change. I want actually that you don't change on that. Don't say, but Martin told me it's so important to drink this and this water, so I have to do it now. That's actually not healthy. It's not healthy. Listen to yourself. Be inspired by both of us, I think. That's the whole idea why we're doing this podcast as well, to create a little bit inspiration to be a better person. And in the end, let's be honest, we all just want to be loved on this planet. And I think that's very important to me as well. Like, Don't get in too many arguments sometimes. Sometimes take a step back and say, you know what? You're going to be loved. I want to be loved. We actually have the same idea of life. Everybody wants to be loved.
Yeah, so, it's very simple when you really think about it.
So there's too much noise right now. And that's the reason, like the news outlets as well, there's too much noise for me. It's just like, you know what? I hang in my garden. I sit in my hot whirlpool and drink a nice water. This is easier for me than to listen to crazy noises out there.
I love this. Oh, thank you so much, Martin.
Always here for you.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
When you Google water sommelier, you will find me. When you Google Martin Riese, you will find me. I'm going to be on Vanderpump Rules now. Drink water with these crazy people. I've been on Netflix on two shows currently. Down to Earth with Zac Efron and Bill Nye, the Science Guy. And obviously my socials are always my name, Martin Riese, on Facebook, on when people still have that. But on Instagram, Martin Riese. And on TikTok, it's Martin Riese Official. There's some other Martin Riese. I don't know who that guy is. But he doesn't post anything. Yeah. But there are a lot of fake accounts out there as well under my name now, guys. Please be very careful. So obviously, when you see I have 50 followers on TikTok, that's a fake account. Mm-hmm. So please literally use Martin Riese Official. There's no number. There's no official with 5 L's spelled or something. There's just one Martin Riese Official and he has over 500,000 followers. And then it's considered that's obviously me.
Yeah.
But don't pretend the others, please. And they're scamming you and trying to send you DMs about their hydration idea. Because this
their
is what
MLMs,
they're trying to do.
They're trying to sell king and water.
Yeah, they're saying they're trying to sell you something. I don't want to sell you anything, guys. I just want to help you in your life.
Love it.
That's very important to me as well.
Thank you so much. This was amazing.
Cool. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Real Foodology Podcast. If you liked the episode, please leave a review in your podcast app to let me know. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and edited by Mike Fry. The theme song is called Heaven by the amazing singer Georgie. Georgie is spelled with a J. For more amazing podcasts produced by my team, go to resonantmediagroup.com. I love you guys so much. See you next week. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and doesn't constitute a provider-patient relationship. I am a nutritionist, but I am not your nutritionist. As always, talk to your doctor or your health team first.